Hi, this is Scott Brown, and welcome to Your People Hour. We're going to look at, over the next two segments, about recruitment agents. And I want to look at predominantly the positives and negatives of using a recruitment agent. Because really, if we are going to go down that path of using a recruiter to fill a role, we have to understand what is behind the doors of a recruitment agency so that we go in there pretty much open-eyed and we know exactly what we're dealing with. The first thing I want to look at are the negatives, and these are the problems that I see with the recruitment agency model. And really, I also want to kind of cover at the start now a bit of a look at what is the recruitment agency industry as a whole. So let's get into that. First of all, the recruitment agency industry, or the recruitment industry, if you like, is worth, you know, anywhere between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. There's over 2,000 different firms around Australia vying for a slice of that pie, and it employs around 19,000 people working across every conceivable industry sector. And really, when it comes to the recruitment agent or the agency, there are three main areas that agencies deal with. They are the internal people, the external people, and clients. When you go and look into those deeper to give you a sense of what it's like working in a recruitment agent, or what it's like to deal with a recruitment agent if you haven't done that before. Let's look at the internal people, and these are really the engine of any recruitment agency, the consultants. Those are the coalface people, the ones that look for roles, they look for people to fill the roles, and they look for ways to close the roles. And it is within this that a lot of problems really start to manifest itself, particularly when it comes to almost unrealistic key performance indicators, KPIs, which can take really a lot of different forms, but they almost seem arbitrary in the way they are determined. I mean, consultants can be measured on things like how many calls they make, how many clients they visit, their pipeline or potential clients' roles and placements, the number of roles they have on contingent or retained, and that is really the kind of relationship they have with a client and how they are enforcing that relationship. The number of resumes sent out, the conversion rate of resumes to interviews and to placements, indeed the number of placements made, or the time to take the placement and complete it. And most importantly, it would seem, the dollar value of those placements, or indeed the fee. Now, in itself, those kind of KPIs would seem perfectly reasonable. However, there's one small problem in that side of it. When a KPI is introduced, a consultant will complete, to the best of their ability, that KPI. But then in the next month, that KPI gets risen to a next level, and so on and so forth. Now, that would seem fair if the level of recruitment was maintained or indeed increased month after month. But I'm sure anybody else would agree that's not the case. Recruitment is not an exact science. It goes up and down. And so to be held by these KPIs and to be a part of that increase in KPIs when you as a coalface consultant can understand that you're going to have a major hassle trying to get that is a major problem and leads to the recruitment agency being almost a leader in staff turnover. We're talking about 46% or so. I believe that figure has just gone down to 45%. But a 46-45% turnover is incredibly huge. And quite frankly, if we look at it, taking care of one's own backyard before fixing up another really does come into mind, and perhaps there's a certain problem there when it comes to recruiters. But there's another issue there that leads to high turnover, and it's called the churn and burn. And this has happened, and I've seen it firsthand. The churn and burn happens when a new consultant is brought on. Generally speaking, there is no training, or if there is, it is very rushed and ad hoc. That person then is then essentially given the yellow pages and told to run. If that consultant doesn't hit his stride quick enough, then within the 3-month probation period, that consultant is usually let go, new one brought in, process starts again, churn and burn. And if that's a way to run a business, Not really sure that that is going to garner the most success in the long term, especially when businesses demand relationships from their customers and from their clients and from their suppliers. So if we can't be in that situation where we are providing a relationship, how can we, with any class or decorum, say that we are providing a service? Interesting point. Now let's look at the external people. And of course, what I mean by external people are candidates. Now, some recruiters realize this, others don't. But candidates are the lifeblood of any recruitment firm. They are the reason why you make money. Because if you don't have a candidate to fill a role, you don't make any money from the client. And that's really just a simple proposition. But yet, if I could have $1 for every time a candidate has said, written, mentioned a negativity about a recruitment agent, I could retire very happily. Because to put it in general terms, it is the commoditization of candidates that is a key issue. It's almost ambivalence. And we're talking things like lack of communication. We're talking lack of knowledge of the industry sector that the candidate works in. Generic assumptions about candidate and not putting candidates into the right roles. One major problem, though, is almost a mentality for some recruiters to do what is called, very simply, the bum on seat. That is, putting anybody into the role that even slightly fits that role without the proper assessments, without the proper acknowledgements of skills or behaviours or cultural fit, just the simple fact that they will do. And this kind of transactional recruitment is a major problem and a major factor why there is so much disunity when it comes to candidates and recruiters. And finally, I want to mention one point, and I could probably do a whole segment on this, but it's something that happens quite often, and I deem it as lazy recruitment. It's called keyword matching. Keyword matching is essentially taking the job brief from any client, putting it next to the resume, ticking off the words that match. From there, a decision is made on who's going to be interviewed. Without any proper consideration of the structure of the resume, the details within the resume, and even reading between the lines, we're not going to get a clear indication of the type of person that is until we see them in an interview, whilst foregoing others that may well have fit the role even better. The approach to candidates is something that needs really to change, as does the approach to clients. And this is the third area, clients. And as I mentioned before, clients are demanding relationships. They are demanding someone who understands their business, who can understand the nuances of the industry, and who can understand the type of person that would fit into their organization. Yet, a lot of agencies don't take the time to fully understand and to become fully conversant with what is happening within that particular client. As a result, mismatched clients and mismatched candidates happen almost regularly. And this has driven a lot of clients to go from using agency model into doing it themselves. So it's really a simple case of understanding that the recruitment industry is one that should be based on relationships, but is not. Now, I'm not going to cast aspersions on everybody and saying that all agents do this. No, but a fair proportion do. And we need to make sure that we understand that. And for me as an ex-recruiter, to really lambast my industry, if you like, it pretty much says that I don't agree with the principles that underlie the whole industry. And so that's briefly a look at what are some of the problems that I see within the recruitment industry. There are plenty more, and I could go on and on about it. And I'd be really keen to kind of hear your thoughts on that side of it as well. And you can contact me at scott@businesssuccessradio.com.au. But coming up after the break, we're going to turn it on its head a little bit. We're going to look at the positives for business, because yeah, there definitely are some positives for business when it comes to using a recruitment agent. And we're going to go through those after the break. Stay tuned.